You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from Public Radio International and WNYC in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everybody. 7 years after September 11th and the beginning of the war on terror, there's lots of debate now about its success. But if we went back to that day, what would have happened if, say, we hadn't done anything in response militarily? Here's an answer.
This is Alana calling from Brooklyn, New York. Perhaps if we had not spent money on military campaigns, we would have spent money on infrastructure things so that we would have had a better levee system to withstand Hurricane Katrina, and we wouldn't have had the problem with the bridges that collapsed in the United States.
2020 hindsight, 7 years after 9/11. You can reach us at 877-8MYTAKE or MyTAKE at thetakeaway.org. Good morning to you, Gideon Sanders.
Good morning. How are you?
You're a social studies department chair at McKinley Technology High School in Washington, D.C., right?
Yes, I am.
My question for you is it too early to teach the events of 9/11 as history for high schoolers?
Well, I don't think it's necessarily too early to teach the history, but we've got to figure out what angle the history is going to come from. I don't think we're going to have really a good sense of the history of it. We have the emotion, and we have where we were, and we have the results immediately following it. But from a historical perspective, I don't think we can really get a concrete text, as it were, or context of what it was about.
How challenging is that for a teacher of history and for historians generally, do you think?
Oh, I think it's very challenging. It seems to be that it'll take about a generation or so before you can really define the history from a historian's perspective. Now, there are articles that are written and journals that approach the subject, but when you look at it, it really does take a while to digest the material. Plus, we're still in an administration that was directly involved with it. Whether or not you perceive the current president having not acted quickly enough or having really measured his time to make the right decision, we don't know those things. And the current administration is not going to tip its hand as to what it was thinking at the time. So, as we remove ourselves from that administration, it'll become easier to see and reflect on the decisions that were made, both from an outsider's perspective and also hopefully for a historian from the administration themselves. We'll hear more about what was going on that day.
Well, Gideon Sanders, one of your students in your Global Perspectives class is Senior Paloma Walker, who also joins us now. Good morning, Paloma.
Morning.
If somebody asks you the question, what do you believe happened on 9/11, or what do you think the significance is of 9/11, is your answer more emotional or more historical at this point?
I actually think it's a little bit of both, because I feel that the historical part of it will be the controversy between Bush's father and Iraq, because it was some controversy about that before, but that was before my time, and probably more emotional because we all felt like we should have, just go ahead and attack and start a war with them because we don't want that to happen again, and it was wrong.
So you felt emotionally at the time. What grade were you in? You weren't even in high school then, right?
No, I was in the fifth grade.
Fifth grade. So a big change between a fifth grader's view of those events and a senior in high school's view of those events, right?
Yes.
Yeah. How would you say you've matured and changed in those years?
I mean, I look at the world differently. I know, when you're younger, you look at everything, innocently. You see people for good people and things for good people. You don't really, really know what's going on around you.
And do you think you do now?
Yeah.
I'm really glad to hear it. What are you doing after high school? Have you made any plans?
I'm going to college.
And what are you going to study?
Business and sports management.
business.
I want to become a sports agent.
All right. Well, good luck to you, Paloma.
Thank you.
Gideon Sanders, what's the best question or most interesting question a student has asked you about these events? And, you know, do you have any great answers that you think you've given in the intervening 7 years?
Well, the questions are many, and I think as far as great answers only exist if it sparks the student to think more about what they asked. I don't think I'm going to have any right answer or earth-shattering answer for this because of the fact that it, as Paloma was saying, it was very emotional for everybody. It still is very emotional for everybody. You know, down here in Washington, D.C. today, they're unveiling the memorial to the 9/11 victims at the Pentagon, as they're doing around the country. And it's a very emotional time. Of course, the news agencies are playing the music that will create that sentiment as well, and the images that are being shown are creating that. Now, thankfully, you know, I agree with the news media, their decision a few years ago to not show any of those horrific images that we saw on that day, not really understanding what was happening at the time. But still, the vision, you know, you just see the World Trade Center and the images flash into your mind. So for me, I try to answer the questions when the students ask them. I try to really give them the historical perspective as best I can, the historical perspective to allow them to evaluate the situation based on fact and not so much emotion. Everybody's going
right.
to have the emotions, so I mean, don't really need to talk about those.
Maybe the most useful legacy, or one of them, for a teacher such as yourself is the lesson that, you know, because of what happened 7 years ago, history happens to people in the United States. It's not just something you study about other people far away.
Correct, and also how the world, how we interact with the world. Not that just history happens to the world, but that it also is, you know, has a global effect.
Right.
We need, that's hence the global perspective course and its name.
And it, you know, most seniors in your high school, I think, have to take it. Gideon Sanders, you know, yeah. A great legacy. Thanks for the lessons.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Gideon Sanders is a social studies department chair at McKinley Technology High School in Washington, D.C. We also talked with Paloma Walker, a senior at McKinley, who's going off to college to study business and sports management next year.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.